Europeans started voting Thursday in elections to the European Parliament, with citizens in Britain and the Netherlands leading the way in the 27-country poll. Czechs will vote over the weekend, with one of the main questions being how far the country's turbulent campaign will have helped mobilize voters. Chris Johnstone reports.
While the winner takes it all as regards attention in most national votes, European Parliament votes are different. Here, one of the main questions will be just how many of Europe's 375 million citizens turn out to cast their votes for a parliament in two far-off places, of which many voters know almost nothing. The parliament seems to be suffering from a paradox that it gains more and more power, but less and less interest. Last time round, in 2004, 28.3% of Czechs voted for the first time in European elections. Jan Hartl is head of the STEM polling agency. He sees the chance of an improvement on this figure, partly as a result of the emotions stirred up by the egg-throwing attacks on the social democratic leadership.
Our recent data show that the percentage of people who are firmly decided to take part in the elections is around 31%. There have been emotions around the egg battle, and under such emotional attack, it's very difficult to predict where the turnout might go, but my estimate is that it might be around 35%.
As well as the egg-throwing, the European elections this time round have also taken on the character of a giant opinion poll ahead of national elections in October. As such, they could prove to be the launch pad for those elections or represent a serious setback before that national campaign even gets underway. Mr. Hartl again.
The European Parliament election this time has rather symbolic value. They cannot win too much if they succeed, but they can lose considerably when they are defeated.
If the Czech turnout figure is an improvement, it could save the country's blushes. Last time round, only Poland, Estonia and Slovakia had a worse voter turnout figure than the Czechs. Slovakia, with the help of the European Parliament, has invested a lot of effort in trying to make sure that it does not suffer the same fate again. Eggs and the upcoming national elections could be the Czech recipe for saving face.
Thanks to Chris Johnstone for that report.